Well, hello everybody and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, where I feature incredible women who have typically risen from some sort of tragedy to triumph and are now out in the world doing amazing things. Many of my guests are mission-inspired women entrepreneurs. They're making waves, and my guest today, Jill Lublin, is no different. Certainly no different, as we'll dive into her story in just a moment. Now, if you haven't dived into the Words, Women, and Wisdom show before, I'm your show host, I'm Yvonne E. L. Silver, and I support women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish in particular. And I'm passionate about serving mission-inspired women entrepreneurs. So drawing on a background of about 30 years of business success, 4 different countries, 8 startups, and now working in the coaching field in the last 13 years, specifically supporting women, which is quite a unique skill set and offering, in particular with confidence, sales mastery, and this whole topic of stepping up from a solopreneur to a CEO, and how do you do that? So we'll cover some of that later as well. But I have the pleasure today of interviewing Jill Lublin. Now, I met Jill, we're both in the Evolutionary Business Council. We're both members of that global transformational segment of leaders and coaches and entrepreneurs who are making an impact, making a transformational change. Now, Jill, I'll let her share her story in just a moment of what sort of started this for her. But we're going to talk today about maybe a different topic than you thought, and yet it all weaves together nicely. We're going to talk about the profit of kindness. Now, Jill is an international speaker, as am I. She talks on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She's also an author. She's the author of 4 best-selling books, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and the author of, or co-author of, Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. Now, my last guest actually talked quite a bit about networking, so I think we'll focus this one on your sort of media PR genius, because that'll be more, I think, more related to where we're at in this post-COVID world. And she's a master strategist, so she's really about leveraging her CEO expertise as a strategic consulting firm with 25 plus years of business experience. We add the plus because we like to keep people guessing, right? And she's been working with over 100,000 people plus national and international media. She teaches the Publicity Crash Course. We'll talk a little bit about that at the end, I think, and consults all over the world with luminaries, people like Tony Robbins and major publishers, and doing book deals, foreign rights deals, all kinds of interesting things. And I love this title, The Profit of Kindness. So Jill, welcome. Hello. So pleased to see you again. Let's dive in, because we have about...
I'm delighted to be here, Yvonne. Thank you.
We have about 60 minutes on the show, and the first half is going to be all pretty much all talking about Jill, and then I have some other interesting things to share. So what's the story, Jill? How did you come to where you're at right now? What's that sort of tragedy to triumph rise? And then we'll get in later to, you know, what people can take away from that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think if you're in business for long enough, you're going to have numbers of tragedies to triumphs. You know, life is a bit of a roller coaster, and that includes business. And so I have had my downs where I thought, I don't even know how I'm going to pay my staff. I don't know how I'm going to, on Monday, deliver what I need to deliver. You know, so those cash flow worries where I felt like, oh my gosh, almost out of business at times. I remember another time, I'll just share a few fun stories and fairly quickly, but one time I had hired an overseas assistant and their team, and well, it didn't do so good. I mean, really, like, they just didn't keep up on things, and I was finding out all of this afterwards, and again, had really upset clients, people who said, I'm done, I'm out of here, you know, like that, and, and those kinds of problems, which is a bit inherent in running a business. You got to kind of always be on top of it, you know, more lessons for me, right? But the one that was also rough on a physical level is I actually fell and fractured both ankles at once in multiple places. And I actually was in Canada at the time. So I'm from the United States. So I had to actually fly back. United Airlines wouldn't let me on because of different, you know, liabilities they have. And I don't know anybody where I was. And it happened on a small island off of Vancouver. And it was just, oh my gosh, you know, one of those moments where I spent then 6 months in a wheelchair. And, you know, boy, did my perception change. And part of what really needed to change for me at that time, Yvonne, was being a Lone Ranger. Mm-hmm. And I had to ask for a lot of help. And I had to receive, notice the word, receive a lot of help. And for me, that was life-changing. That was actually something that showed me you don't ever get to success alone.
No.
You have to have a team. You have to have mentors and coaches like we are for people. You have to have people surround you. And one of the people who surrounded me was my coach. And he said, Jill, don't even worry, because I said, you know, I called him up. I go, I don't think I can afford coaching anymore. I've had an accident and obviously my income will be affected. And he said, you don't even have to think about this. You're going to work with me. I'm not charging you until you're literally on your feet again. Like, mm-hmm. Is that amazing?
But yep. And I've certainly had some of those conversations with some of my clients where they're just so lovely. I want to keep working with them when we figure it out. We figure out how to catch up on the revenue.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think, you know, like everything in life, there's rules and then there's exceptions. And we all have to be willing to, I think, make rules, because it helps in business to have boundaries and policies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 80% of the time they work, and 20% you throw them out the window and you do what's right, or maybe compassionate, or maybe what the kind thing to do in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it definitely earns you credibility points. It's kind of like, you know, building up your favor bank in advance, because you never know when you're going to need those same things. And if you have that mindset that you're playing the long game, it doesn't matter so much when one of those hiccups happens, does it?
No. And I think it's really important. And having been, you know, at the effect of an injury, at the effect of really what that did to my business, and watching that, which, by the way, yes, impact went down and income went down and I wasn't able to travel and speak all over the world, which I was used to, and all kinds of things snowballed because of it. But guess what? Many beautiful things happened also as a result of it, particularly, mm-hmm. you know, learning to receive help. And then I started a TV show called yeah. Messages of Hope that came mm-hmm. out of, because I love, you know, the positive impact of media, and that came out of that.
Excellent. So how far back was the broken ankles piece?
Oh, geez. Probably about, I have to look at my, I actually got an article from it, about 15 years now.
Okay, great. So when did the focus on kindness really take off?
You know, first of all, let me just say, I've always been focused on kindness, because
I know you are. You're such a sweetie. I know that. But in terms of really putting a focus on it for your business.
For my business. And again, kind of an accident, interesting, but a good one this time.
Yep.
It happened. The book came out almost, gosh, 5 years ago already. I can't believe it. Seems like yesterday. And that came as a result of something someone said to me,
right.
who happens to be a dear friend. And I've, you know, watched her in her aging process and been her guiding light and her helper in this process. And she said a statement to me about me being kind, and I wish we had all the currency of kindness, she said. I'm like, oh my God, I love that. And then my publisher said yes, and the book came out literally in 9 months, which is almost unknown, right, in the publishing world. Yeah. It was this divine, beautiful, everything worked timing-wise. And one thing we all know is that when everything's just like a flow like that, everything is supposed to be. Yeah. And that it was just easy, 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 and fast. It happened really fast. And I've been helping people get book deals for years. This one happened like in record time.
Right. Did you self-publish The Prophet of Kindness, Jill?
No, it was with a major publisher. And that's why I'm saying it happened in record time, because every one of my books took 18 to 24 months. That's typical for a book.
Yeah, yeah. 18 Prophet. Months for mine too.
Yeah. Prophet of Kindness, 9 months. I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was a baby being born. And then God spoke to me almost. It really was an inspired piece. And I felt like whispers of do kindness circles. I'm like, well, okay. I don't know what they are, but okay. And, you know, I was busy promoting the book, doing what you have to do when you have a book out. And boy, then the pandemic hit. And I said, this is the moment. like, this is the moment. And it almost happened overnight again, that I called in these circles of kindness circles, I call them. Mm-hmm. And guess what? 60 people showed up to the first call. And I thought, I think I'm onto something here. And now we are in our third year of the Year of Kindness. We do yearly kindness summits every year on November 13th, which is World Kindness Day. And away we go, Yvonne. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. And I have a bigger dream and vision for it. And I just keep following where I'm supposed to go next as a woman. I think that's a beautiful thing. Just keep following your intuition. What's your inspiration? Where should you go next? And listen and do.
Listen and do, yeah. I had interviewed Jennifer Huff recently too. Oh. And of course, with her book, Unstuck, recently launching, you know, she always talks about, you know, acting on what's coming towards you. So it's, you're not pushing water, trying to push water up uphill. And yet, even as entrepreneurs, you know, we go through these peaks and valleys where stuff is working and stuff's not working. And, you know, even last week, too, I was revisiting some things that had not been working. And I was like, oh, here we go again.
You just got to get rid of it, right? You got to move on.
Move on, yes. And so, you know, this week is a whole different week. So I was going to ask you, you know, what did you experience through COVID that showed up differently versus pre-COVID, and did you pivot in your business? And if so, how? What did you add or tweak?
Well, here's what's perfect. I added the kindness circles because it happened really right at COVID. I had this inspiration before that, but right at COVID, I went, okay, we're going to do them now. It's perfect on Zoom. Right. We need kindness, all of us. We need to be reminded of the good things. And so that's when it started. And here we are 3 years later. Woo-hoo-hoo.
And how did the media respond when you, because I'm sure that you did a press release. I mean, you teach all about how to leverage media, leverage PR. So I'm sure you did a press release or two or three. So.
Let me just say, I've been on Fox News 7 times. I've had probably over 80 podcast interviews just on this. I've been in Inc. magazine and Forbes twice now for kindness in business. Yeah. So I would tell you the media responded really, really wonderfully. And, you know, that wasn't the only thing that changed in COVID. There was something else really big that I did. And that is, I had been teaching virtual publicity courses. But I always did them live, and I did them in North America, typically throughout Canada and the US. Right. And that was great. And I was doing them twice a month, typically. And then one online, right? So that the people who couldn't join us live had an option. Then what I did is I reformatted the whole thing, made it into one beautiful day, and, you know, like short 10 to 4, 6 hours with breaks and all kinds. You know, I really tried to make it so that people could really be and do and be on it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It's a big hit because I did a couple things. Number one, I made it all in one, which is great. People from all over the world can come now. And I reduced my prices significantly. I mean, significantly. This publicity crash course, just as an example, was over $1,000 US. Right. And then once I was able to have no hotel rooms, travel, et cetera, you know what I did? I offered my bring a friend price, which is $197.
Right.
That made this very affordable. And I just shifted everything. And now I'm able to serve far more people. So that happened. And now I have a high level mastermind, which is going gangbusters too. And that's really fun. So I did a lot of shifts. They were all for the better. Mm-hmm. And now I can serve many more people at very affordable prices and make a big difference for all my big difference makers.
Excellent. And we'll talk more at the end of Jill's segment. Jill has a bit of an offer. Let's just say, write down this now, grab a pen and write down $1. Just write down $1. And then we'll talk a bit more about that at the end, because she's got some fun stuff coming up that also is incredibly informational and educational and fun. And I'll see you there. But hang on to that pen. Okay. So you have to hang on for a few more minutes. So the topic of free resources and paid resources when it comes to media, that came up the other day. And I know, just a little side story, my son Alex, he's special needs, he's an artist, and he had come up with this concept after watching a telethon. He was watching it was so funny, Operation Smile telethon on TV. He comes running in, Mom, I need a credit card. Okay. So we tried to get him one under his own name. Three applications vanished into thin air because they don't know what to do to process a special needs child who's not got a job, right? So eventually he gets fed up and says, "Mom, I'm going to sell my paintings and I'm raising money that way." And that's what we did. So he's actually raised enough money to pay for five little kids to have that cleft palate surgery through Operation Smile paid for. Incredibly proud. But what happened, Jill, is we went to get his book was out before mine. So we went to get his book done, and his book was basically an 8x11 collage of all of his, you know, 12 most popular paintings, and then his story interwoven between it. And the printer, Little Rock Printing, shout out, amazing people. He said, "I can't charge you for this. Just tell me how many copies you need." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And then I went to get his website done. Same thing. "Can't charge you for this." And then we went to go on global TV and had an interview the next day, got on Dragon's Den for a first round pitch. I mean, didn't get second round pitch on TV, but people just love the story. And it was, again, centered around doing something incredibly kind. And, you know, he's not in it for a profit, but he does cover his expenses, and he's now on this sort of medical hiatus. So we're not actively campaigning right now for his work, but it's made a huge difference. And even people who are now teaching special needs kids were just so wowed at what's possible. Because if he can do that at 18 and have that kind of impact, what is your regular 6 to 12-year-old capable of? Hello, people. Hello, parents, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about the story, isn't it? And what gets the PR attention.
That is so beautiful. And what a great story. And I hope that you take it to Breakfast TV or some other CBC and CTV, all kinds of things, because it's a powerful story, Yvonne.
I'm going to reactivate it when he's ready to do more, because right now I can't do both businesses. And my intention is if he's ready to get out and speak again, to get out to schools and have him talking to 6 to 12-year-olds and have the parents present. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, and school assemblies are great. They even have budgets, FYI.
There we go. So it is about the impact. That's always part of the guests that I invite to the show. Part of their focus is what's the impact that we're making. And so, you know, free resources versus paid ones. What can you share about what you've learned about working with the media when it comes to getting the biggest impact, I think is the word, isn't it?
Yes. And I would just want to say to all your viewers and listeners that guess what? The media is going to get you impact, because it's going to multiply you and magnetize you and monetize you. Hello. Yes, yes. So I love that about the media. And what I'd say to you is there are lots of free resources. I mean, I wrote the book Guerrilla Publicity. We're all about free and low cost. So here's some fun ones I just want to share with you to do right away. One is like Google Alerts, right? Google Alerts will tell you if you've got, let's say you're a leadership coach, we'll just take that, and you put in the word leadership. Well, guess what? You will know when the media is talking about leadership. For example, you do want to know these things. It's key and important to know these things. So I'm going to encourage you all to get on Google Alerts with, like, we'll call it one keyword. That's how I found out when I wrote The Prophet of Kindness that November 13th was World Kindness Day. I didn't know that before. I typed in the word kindness. Voila, there it is, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to suggest that all of you do that and simultaneously put your name in there. So that way, when you are written about, spoken about in media, you will know and see that. That's important. Right. Additionally, you know, there's some like medium.com is a wonderful way to get articles published quickly. And then you can say, I'm a published author, because you've got articles published, right? And so I believe strongly in posting on medium.com. Some articles, and then of course you have your wonderful free resource, and then drive people to your list. I mean, these are ways that you can gain momentum. I'm big on I call them visibility building activities. You know, plan on doing 30 minutes every week. Imagine this, my friends, if you do 30 minutes every week, how much more momentum you will have just focused on how can I build my visibility and awareness and credibility out in the media and out in the world. Right. And that would be a good thing to focus on.
Yep. Well, I have another podcast interview. I mean, obviously I have my own show. I have a podcast interview coming up with Donna Maltz, who's a retreat facilitator in Hawaii, beautiful Hawaii. We're going to talk about the power of words. So language, words, communication, that's my passion. My best-selling book behind me, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, that's what it's all about, is how can you shift one or two words, ask for things differently, you know, use appreciative inquiry concepts, for example, and get what you want as a female without being pushy and, you know, having to wear a pinstripe suit and button down, you know, shirt and act like a man, but really show up with the power in your heart and asking by demonstrating what it is you really want and how you can get it. How you can get it. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. And yes, I love referrals too. So in terms of the world of PR and media, I'm always interested from my guest experts who've been in the business for many, many years. What are some nuggets, some current trends that not everybody would know unless they were immersed in that world of media? What are you seeing right now, Jill?
Well, here's good news. I mean, listen, I like good news. What can I say?
You do.
Here's good news, because people go, oh my God, isn't media world falling apart and da, 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 and newspapers going away? I got good news. Number one, it's not falling apart. In fact, media has doubled. Why do I say that? Because now you've got all the .coms of every, let's say, Forbes or Fortune or Inc. You have all the .com, Entrepreneur Magazine, et cetera.
Right.
And on top of that, you've got podcasts multiplying by the minute. Super mm-hmm. excited about that. You can find podcasts through matchmaking services like matchmaker.fm, big hint, is a great place to go, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think media has multiplied. And I'm very excited about that because of particularly podcasts and blogs. Listen, I had to do a third edition of Guerrilla Publicity because there's so many changes and it just literally came out. This is a classic book that I wrote on publicity.
Right.
And we keep it updated because of all the wonderful changes. So I personally think that's really good news. And let's take advantage of the multiplication effect of what media has created, including all the, you know, fabulous podcasts and the opportunities for blogging and the opportunities that you all have to get featured more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Medium.com that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, my last guest, we were talking about, you know, do you remember going to the library and pulling a directory of associations and manually walking your fingers through the yellow pages? Whereas now, you know, Dr. Google pretty much has an answer for everything.
It's and the best. So,
you know, there is a lot of information out there. So, you know, with that in mind, it is about being seen, right? So what are some top three tips for being seen?
Well, I've given you quite a few of them right now, but I would tell you top three, I'm going to bring back, write an article for Medium at least once a month.
Yeah.
Get your message down. Get your message down. Those of you who joined me on the challenge and different things, you will hear me wave my flag about the message. And I want you to make sure to get it down and get it right.
Yep.
And not be about what you do, but what's important to Yvonne's listeners, right? And
right.
So you got to talk in, here's third tip, you language.
Mm-hmm.
Talk in you language. It'll make a big difference as opposed to I, me, or us language. Then
yep.
It's about, because what the media cares about, and let me just say, the woman from Entrepreneur Magazine told me this. She said, what we care about is our viewers, our readers, our listeners. That's what they care about.
Yeah. You know, Jill, it's so interesting because, you know, having interviewed and hired about 6,000 people in my career, I mean, going back in my corporate, you know, VP, HR director roles before I got into helping people in another way through coaching and mentoring and mentorship programs and programs, one-on-one programs, group programs, et cetera, is I used to go through cover letters and I would circle religiously, you know, I, you know, and it got to be quite a joke because people would write the cover letter. It's all about me. It's like, no, what the people who are reading your resume want to know is, are you a team player? And what are you going to do for them? Right.
Yes.
And yes. So it's really important that you look at it through the lens of here's what value I can add for you, right? That's why I love doing these interviews, because it's all about providing value for the listeners, for the audience. Now, ultimately, yeah, there's always a free gift involved. And so if you stay to the end, not only do you get the top tips and currency of trends and insights you would never hear about from other people unless you were in that business, and you get to hear about what courses, what programs, what free gifts, all of these things are coming up that are current and relevant. And they are gifts in addition to the wisdom nuggets that are being shared. So thank you for sharing that, those insights too. Obviously, kindness, everybody needs kindness and generosity. I mean, I believe that is where a lot of times companies that only focus on the short-term goal, the numbers, you know, the board of directors is breathing down their neck about their profits, very often skip and miss the boat with community relations and offering different activities. And therefore, they lose clients where they could have done just a tiny, tiny bit, and it would have kept retention and referrals flowing. So not only when you're kind in a consistent way, but when we're kind to others, yeah, it is that one person at a time that we change, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, kindness is the kind of value and virtue that doesn't actually cost money. It's a smile. It's a hold a door open. It's go help your neighbor. It's whatever, right? Whatever's called for in the moment. And one thing I feel strong about, I have to say this, is, you know, I know random acts of kindness are a wonderful thing, and I say go do that too, but let's practice conscious acts of kindness. Like every single day, you think about, what's one thing I've done today that has been kind? And if you can't come up with something, write a nice note, write a nice text, pull out a handwritten card and send that. It's never too late at night to send a nice text, email, or write a card.
Love it. So we all know we need to be better communicators, especially during COVID, more patient, listening more intently. I have a tool that I use all the time in my business, which is about helping people understand, you know, what is the person's preferred communication style? What do they value? Which I use all the time. I know that you learned about being generous by giving without expecting anything in return. And then also having that no strings attached business transaction mindset, centered really around kindness. So for those who are listening, I know we just have a few minutes more of your time. So what's coming up, Jill, that you'd like to invite the listeners to join in with? Because I know I said, hey, Adola, write this down now. So tell them.
Super fun. Let me just say, I'm running a publicity challenge. This is like one short hour a day. Coming up November 7th to 9th, very simple, very quick, but we have a lot of fun, and I'm going to give you strong value right there, right then, every single day. So you go to jilllublin.com/challenge and check it out, please, my friends, because you're going to love this challenge. It's a lot of fun, and it's super get it done. And I also have another free gift. Should I let them know about that too?
Sure.
So I have created an action guide and another publicity free masterclass. I always love giving away lots of value. You'll find that out about me. And go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. All right. Those are two wonderful ways that you can get your publicity out. No nonsense. Get it done. I'm practical and tactical. You'll always see that in everything we do together.
Excellent. Thank you, Jill. And I'm going to add to that in the next few minutes, but I know that you have another appointment as well. So is there anything else you wanted to share quickly before you have to hop off? Anything you didn't cover?
Well, Ivana, just always want to thank you for your wonderfulness. I know everybody who's listening here, I sure gets great value and wonderful inspiration from you and your guests. So I'm grateful to be here. And I want to remind all of you that your message matters. That's what I want to remind you of and leave you with. Your message matters, my friends. I'm looking forward to helping you get it out there.
Thank you so much, Jill. I know you have to go. So listeners, stay on with me because we have some other content that I want to share with you, which is all around that clarity and that messaging from the work that I do as well. And I have a gift for you that is also connected with other things as well. Wow, I love talking with Jill Lublin. Jill is such an expert in this whole crash media publicity world. And some of the insights that she shared, current trends bang on. And as she shared with her Prophet of Kindness book, and now her kindness circles expanding, I see what happened with how that's been so successful and continues to expand and grow. The story I shared earlier on about my son, Alex, yeah, people came out of the woodwork to help him, which has been incredible. He's currently on a medical hiatus, so we won't be advertising his work currently. However, I know that Operation Smile continues to do incredible work globally. What I do want to focus on for the next segment, though, is this topic of the power of your words. Because whether you're putting together a press release or an article, the power of your words is so, so critical. Now, that's the content of my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. I'll put a link to that in the show notes because it is actually available through Amazon as a bestseller. It's also on AwSound, AwESound, AwSound as an audiobook now. And it's also available on Amazon as an ebook version as well. So 40 different words and word concepts designed to help women ask for what they want and get it. And to be clear, in their ask. So I want to dive into a couple of those words from the book. One of the words I think links nicely to Jill's session is the word appreciate. So appreciate is close to the word gratitude, of course, as well. And although we benefit by appreciating what we have and being grateful, that's part of my morning ritual, my gratitude process, there are other ways to use this word with positive results as well. So the more grateful we are for things in our life that are here today or were just here yesterday, the more we shift our vibrational energy to get into alignment with receiving more of those things, more of those things that we can be grateful for. And it is about helping others as well. An unexpected gift or a card, holding a door open, as Jill mentioned, you know, those things do not cost a lot, but they mean so much for others. So whether it's appreciating something that is beautiful or valuable, appreciating, if you think about that word, eventually will appreciate in monetary value. So if you are appreciating the work of somebody else, in exchange, at a future date, they're going to remember that kindness. And we start this circle of reciprocity. So when you're thinking about the work you do and how you describe what it is that you do, how you show up, think about it in terms of the other person, the person that you're serving. Now, mine is a short, concise statement. Thank you to Mitchell Levy as part of the Evolutionary Business Council for helping refine that message. But it's about women entrepreneurs seeking to flourish. Now, someone wants to know more, they'll ask. I don't need to fire hose somebody and be pushing information at them. So I usually leave it at that. And if someone is themselves ready to grow and expand and flourish, they'll ask me, oh, that sounds interesting. How do you do that? And that's when we get to talking about the second layer, which is how I do the work. How I do it is by having people talking about their skills with confidence, the results that they're getting. How about how they're serving their customer, what it's about. It's all about the other person. So it's about helping to have more confident conversations, easy sales, I call it sales mastery, and then having the mindset and the skill to scale up from a solopreneur to a CEO by hiring, leading, and empowering your team with ease and grace. Now, having interviewed about 6,000 people in my career, that's part of why I'm bringing that to entrepreneurs who are ready to scale up, not having enough beach time, and want to know, how do I hire the best people? Now, I talked about this tool that I use in my business, and it's a very simple tool. I'm going to put it in the show notes as well. If you have your phone handy, like right now, and you want to go get it, here's a free gift. It's a $97 value, but here's my free gift to you is this. You can text the word code, C-O-D-E. Text the word code, C-O-D-E, to this number, 403-668-9279. Again, that number's 403-668-9279. 9279. Now, when you text the word code, it'll pop up with a window where you actually have the opportunity to look at four sets of values on little cards, all different colors, decide which one sounds most like you, least like you, and then put them in order based on the one that is resonating the most with you. It sounds most like you, the one that sounds the least like you is on the far right, and then that'll make it easier to place the other two. Now, by doing this, you'll actually be able to put your own email where you want your report down at the bottom of the link, pop that in, and you'll get your own customized report talking about your preferred communication style and the other three. So if you think about business, wouldn't it be nice to connect faster with your ideal client? You can actually, when you know who your ideal client profile is, you can put your marketing content together, whether that's a article that you're publishing, as Jill said, on medium.com, or whether it's an article that you're writing, your own blog posts, maybe it's an update to your own website. You can tailor all of that content to appeal to the values of your ideal customer, your preferred customer. Now, I actually have a platform that this sits on. It's not my platform, it's one I subscribe to, that can tell me at the click of a button through LinkedIn what the personality type of the person is who wrote that profile. And we can actually play around with the language so that it will land with more people. So it's about appreciating how does someone else want the information? How do they want it delivered? Do they want it in facts and figures and statistics and proven science? Do they want to know what the outcomes are in terms of monetary results, the sales numbers, the impact? How's this going to help me have a much bigger, high-powered business? Or perhaps it's about nurturing others and the impact, which is about my personality style. Or it could be about, help me structure this so that it is clear, it's clean, it's got process in it, and it's very obvious what the next step is. There's more to it than that. But if you start with getting your own report, you'll learn a little bit more right in the report that comes to you about your preferred communication style, and then we can have a conversation after that if you'd like. So appreciating others, try that and see what happens. Appreciate others first. Now, I talked with Melinda Whitstock, the founder for the podcast platform Podopolo, a little while ago. I was on her podcast a couple of times, and I interviewed her as I was writing my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. Now, what she said as far as appreciating goes, especially for women in business, is what I've seen to be very effective, especially in meetings, whether you're an entrepreneur or a professional woman, is where women back each other up. So where a woman will say something and then another woman will repeat it and say, yes, what she said was really valuable, really awesome. And then a third woman also endorses, yes, what Yvonne said. When we work together, then we are heard because our voices are amplified. And then we're not isolated. We don't feel like we're alone. In advertising, there's a study that actually shows that when we're 12 times more likely, we're 12 times more likely to believe another person talking about someone than the person themselves talking about them, their own self. So when others endorse us, has way more power. So that's part of one of her past projects, an algorithm on authenticity, return on authenticity. So as a leader, it pays dividends significantly when you appreciate your team, right? When you appreciate one team member in public, especially because others then know what outcomes you're looking for, what behaviors are, what the results are that you're looking for in order to be acknowledged and recognized. Now, as the mom of a special needs son, I mentioned my son Alex earlier on in his work, I found it especially important to really listen carefully to the language that I'm using and what he's saying as well, in order to make sure that I'm articulating clearly for him what I want him to do, and also really hearing him as well, because we want to make sure that his needs are met. So very often I will paraphrase back know, what I heard you saying, what I think I hear you saying is this. And then I'll add, which I know is important to you because of your values of X, Y, Z. And that endorses that I really understand it. I understand not just what he's saying, but why he's saying it. So if you're not being heard, or you're feeling like you're not being heard and your ideas are not being heard, let's have a conversation, like reach out. Let's talk about what is the situation in your world and what's the impact, the bigger impact that you want to make, and how can we shift things around? Because sometimes it's a shift of one or two words that can make a massive difference. A massive difference for your confidence, because once you know that you're being heard, the world really opens up. So what I'm saying is X, which is important to me as it connects with my value of Y. So make sure the other person knows why this is important to you because of your values. And, you know, there's great insight in the five love languages, Gary Chapman, talking about what, you know, what you can do to express heartfelt commitment to your mate. Is it about service? Is it about gifts? You know, what is their love language? Also using this tool I mentioned, which is actually called Bank Code, to look at the underlying values of what it is that helps people to buy into something. Wouldn't you like to know what it is that helps something be more easily bought into? Yeah. So you can do that through your own insight, your intuition, paying attention, or you can use supporting tools. So an action this week for you to take away is this. Pay attention. Pay attention to opportunities to amplify others. The ideas in particular of another woman. In a business meeting, when you're making an introduction, when you're writing an introduction for somebody else, whether it's a Facebook post or a referral, how can you amplify her? Yeah, how can you amplify her? Because women are often very shy about talking about themselves. Obviously not myself and Jill. However, very often women are shy about talking about themselves. So giving someone else a compliment makes a massive difference. One of my previous guests on the show, Teresa de Grobois, the author of the best-selling book, Mass Influence, which has been on the international bestseller now for about 7 years, says you can't make yourself famous or influential. You can only give influence to other people and they can give it back to you. So it's that whole topic of relationship capital, which becomes an asset to your business. So who could you make a compliment, give a compliment to? Who could you give a referral to? Who could you brag up? Who could you make a referral to? Yeah, think about what you can do today to make a difference. So that's about the word appreciate. Just looking at my clock, we have a few more minutes. I mentioned a gift. So if you haven't already texted the word CODE, C-O-D-E, to the number I gave, 403-668-9279, go ahead and do that. I also want to invite you, if you are listening as a woman entrepreneur and you're ready to grow and expand, but you're not sure how to hire top talent, how to prepare for hiring top talent. What I hear from my female clients coming to me so often is that they're so busy. They're so crazy busy that they really haven't left any time. There's not time to do the prep now because they're swamped already. And when we can plan for that growth, when we think about it ahead of time, I actually do want to have, maybe it's a 3-day work week, maybe it's a 4-day work week, but I do want to have more time off. How do you structure your business so that you can plan for that? Well, most business owners are not geniuses at everything. So why put the energy on areas that you're not good at when you can hire someone else who's delighted to do that work and can take that part from you, especially things like accounting, or maybe you hire a VA, maybe you're bringing on a business manager, whatever it might be. Think about the level of the person that you need. And there is a specific template that I use with my clients so that we can make sure we're hiring the right person. When you match the personality style with your style, it makes it even easier. So for every one of those 6,000 hires, I always had them fill out a values assessment first so that I had a really good idea of what they were naturally good at. So I wasn't trying to fit a round peg in a square hole. I was bringing a round peg to put it in a round peg hole. Makes such a difference, because if I think something's white or black and you think it's black or white and you're opposite from me, we're never going to agree in the middle. It's gray. We're always just going to keep bumping heads. So values are an absolute fundamental part of appreciating who someone is, but also having clear communications and building out your business and your team. So first you got to hire the right person, then you got to lead them well and step into that role of leadership. And then thirdly, it's about empowering them with ease and grace so that you can be on the beach having a vacation with your family and knowing that your business revenues haven't stopped, haven't stalled because you're not there. So on Wednesday, September 14th, 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time, I'm hosting a session on that very topic. It's called How to Move Up from a Solopreneur to a Conscious CEO. It's three secrets of how to do that. So that's what I'm going to be sharing. So that's September 14th, 9:30 in the morning Mountain Time, which is 11:30 Eastern Time. And that's a Wednesday. When you register for the event, which you can do on my webpage, yvonnesilver.com, under the events tab, when you register, you'll actually get a free gift just for registering, which is your own personalized version of that assessment. So you can check out your own personality code even before you join the session. It'll be instrumental to the session, but you can get it ahead of time as my gift. That's a $97 gift. So go ahead and do that now. Hop on my website, yvonnesilver.com. Look for the events tab. Register for the event coming up September 14th. I'm really delighted that you'll be joining me. I look forward to seeing you there for the three secrets of how to move up from a solopreneur to a conscious CEO, to lead, to hire, to lead, and then to empower your team with ease and grace. So there's lots more words in the book. There's 40 different words and word concepts in the book. I'm going to let a little video play, which is talking about what else is in the book and why I wrote it. But for now, I hope you've enjoyed this segment talking about the power of publicity and media through that lens of the Prophet of Kindness with my beautiful guest, Jill Lublin, PR and media expert. Go ahead and pick up her free gift, publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. And also do sign up for her $1 offer. And you'll have an opportunity to meet me as well at the challenge. And I look forward to seeing you there. Go ahead and pick up your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. There'll be details at the end of the video and how to do that as well. And I look forward to seeing you next time on the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.